tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's August 19th, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. I like to start these off covering Tesla, and we're going to start this week off the exact same way. Tesla is finally about to launch one of its most comically delayed features. This is the actually smart summon feature that autonomously parks and summons your vehicle from its parking spot, commonly known as ASS in Tesla circles. When Tesla moved to a vision-only system, several advanced driver assist systems no longer worked. Tesla's been gradually bringing them back, but one that has been missing is Smart Summon, the ability for your Tesla to navigate parking lots autonomously without a driver inside the vehicle. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has promised that it's coming back on several occasions, but it's always suffered delays. Going back to 2022, he said that it would be back by the end of September, and more recently, Musk said that it would come in April of 2024. That deadline has also come and gone. Top comment today by Canadian, "We have end-of-month deadlines, Elon Musk. This illustrates Musk's naive thinking. He thinks assigning a deadline will make something happen." This is a great example of Tesla's lateness in developing self-driving features, but on a smaller scale with Smart Summon, or, quote, actually Smart Summon. We simply can't give any credibility to Elon's timelines on that front. With that said, it's also possible that Tesla would now be waiting for the October Robotaxi unveiling to present the feature, since they are related. Moving on to more embarrassing Tesla news, the Cybertruck might enter Russia-Ukraine war after a Chechen leader puts machine gun on one. Yeah. Ramzan Kadyrov, the leader of Russia's Chechen region, has one of the worst human rights records as the de facto dictator of Chechnya for the past two decades. He has been directly implicated in countless torture and murders and war crimes. But, of course, he loves Elon Musk and the Tesla Cybertruck. In messages on Telegram, Kadyrov shared images of himself driving a Cybertruck on which he had a machine gun installed. "Elon, thank you. Come to Grozny. I will receive you as the most dear guest," et cetera, et cetera. Look, he's probably not thanking Elon for the Cybertruck because it's really unlikely that Elon would have given him a Cybertruck. So he's probably thanking Elon for like creating the Cybertruck. I agree with Fred's stance on this. However, according to his messages on Telegram, it's very clear that Kadyrov believes Musk is, quote, "the strongest genius of modern times," and he claims that Cybertruck will be used in a, quote, "special military operation," which is what Russia has been calling its invasion of Ukraine. Look, whatever you think of Elon Musk, I think it's worth noting that some of the worst, most vile, hateful individuals on planet Earth really seem to admire the guy. And if that doesn't make you question your like loyalty or fandom of Elon Musk, man, I really don't know what will. But I do know something else. If this looks like it's cool to you, you probably have a lot of issues. Tesla Cybertruck gets modded into an electric tank for the military. This is done by my good friends at Unplugged Performance. I'm normally a huge supporter of everything they do, but man, is this awful. They have done three of these. The first is the Sting Baja. This is a truck that has been raised up. They've put their own Unplugged Performance wheels on it and set this up. This is really more of a police interceptor type vehicle. Now, the Sting Protector, a little bit more, let's say, butch, manly, however you want to convince yourself of that. This is a vehicle that's much more paramilitary. They're talking about enhanced bulletproofing, things like that. And then finally, the Sting APC. This is one that's supposedly going to survive IEDs, mine attacks, heavy-duty rounds, things like that. It's really bananas. Now, Tesla already claims that the Cybertruck is bulletproof, of course, but that only applies to some sections of the truck where there's enough steel, and certainly not the windows where, like, basically programmers can throw a softball through it. Finally, the collaboration is also unveiling the Cybertruck Sting APC, adding protection against rounds up to 14.5 millimeters and a plate to defend against EIDs and mines. Unplugged Performance warns that, depending on the jurisdiction, the latter two versions might not be approved for driving on public roads. There's no word on pricing, but the two companies say that it's open to selling to governments or civilians. So, look, again, big fans of everything the guys at Unplugged Performance do. I've known those guys for a long time, all the way back in the Nissan GTR, actually before that in my Mercedes tuning days. So we go back a long way, and I have a tremendous respect for those guys. I think they do great work, and they're industry leaders for a reason. That said, they're falling into this same trap that Hennessy's fallen into, that at one point Rentec had fallen into. They're generating renderings and effectively trying to sell renderings of a vehicle. They have not built one of these. It doesn't exist. It probably wouldn't work if it did exist. What they're doing is effectively selling a promise, and they're hoping that someone else is going to foot the bill for the R&D. They're planning on selling 5 or 6 of these things and then using that money to effectively bankroll the R&D. It's very, very common in the tuner world. It's why shows like SEMA exist. But I think in this particular case, especially in light of everything Elon's doing, the militarization of police forces, all the political unrest out there, this is just bad form. That said, I'm sure whatever lunatics think the Cybertruck is cool probably think this is awesome and, you know, whatever red state it is that they live in. So they're horrible. If you like this, you're probably horrible. Don't buy this thing. And yeah, I just don't know where to go with this. I'm completely embarrassed by everything happening in Elon world. So let's get out of Elon world and talk about something significantly more fun. In an industry first, Case introduced a new 580 EV electric backhoe. Now, looking around, this is a wheel loader with a backhoe attachment, obviously, but it actually is the first electric backhoe in the industry. So props to Case and CNH. The new Case 580 EV electric backhoe loader carries over the same dimensional loading, digging specifications, and breakout forces as the popular four-wheel drive diesel-powered 580SN. But it swaps that 97-horsepower combustion engine and fuel tank for an 80-kilowatt electric drive motor backed by a 400-volt, 71-kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery pack. Operators already familiar with the 580SN will find the new 580 EV familiar enough to operate. It uses 2 independent electric motors for the power drive transmission and hydraulic pumps feeding the loader, backhoe, and steering systems to minimize energy consumption and improve performance in loading applications. While Case features like Pro Control swing dampening, power lift, power boost, and electrohydraulic controls improve precision and ease of use on the job site. Now, those comments might not have been fair to Tesla and its self-driving trucks that can't actually park themselves, but these self-driving trucks can. Hesai and Westall are partnering on autonomous yard tractors and electric semi-trucks and automating ports across the Pacific. The Westall R&D team is using a multi-sensor fusion approach, equipping a number of Hesai's XT32 and AT128 LiDARs to each of their vehicles to ensure precise operation across various scenarios. That's good, because port operations involve large trucks, massive amounts of weight, and a constant need for accuracy despite rapidly changing and potentially dangerous conditions. Simply put, cameras alone won't cut it. And to their credit, Westwell claims its autonomous driving Q and E trucks using Hesai's XT32 mid-range LiDAR deliver an impressive ±5 millimeter range precision. 5 millimeters is not a lot. Might seem like a lot if you're running around in one of those armored up cyber trucks, but it's not a lot to the normals. The LiDAR provides high quality point cloud data that autonomous driving algorithms can easily process. And its innovative optical system incorporates dirt and salt detection, as well as self-cleaning systems to ensure high-quality performance, which guarantees accurate vehicle alignment and interactions at ports. Beyond the big trucks, Hesai believes its LiDAR can help empower industrial robotics by providing precise distance, speed, and imaging data, facilitating accurate positioning, obstacle avoidance, and navigation in complex environments. Now, you guys know I love ending stories talking about the grid, talking about sustainability, talking about energy. Today is no different. Oakland is now the first in the U.S. to deploy a 100% electric school bus fleet, and it's V2G. V2G, of course, stands for vehicle to grid, the ability of electricity stored inside an electric vehicle's battery to be sent back to the grid, supporting the grid, supporting the energy on the grid whenever it's needed. The utility Pacific Gas and Electric, or PG&E, supplied 2.7 megawatts of load to Zoom's Oakland EV-ready facility. The fleet will be managed through Zoom's AI-enabled technology platform. Oakland becoming the first in the nation to have a 100% electric school bus fleet is a huge win for the Oakland community and the nation as a whole, said Kim Rainey, Executive Director of Transportation at Oakland Unified School District. The families of Oakland are disproportionately disadvantaged and affected by high rates of asthma and exposure to air pollution from diesel fuels. Oakland Unified School District supplies buses for special needs students, and the student population at large gets free bus passes for public transit. The 100% electric school bus fleet is not only emissions-free, but also plays a critical role as a virtual power plant, enabling 2.1 gigawatt hours of energy to go back to the power grid at scale annually. That's all we've got for today, August 19th. Be sure to like and subscribe if you like what you heard. If you don't like what you hear, like and subscribe anyway. We love making people angry. Can't wait to argue with you in the comments.